Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, we got NCAA tournament games tonight. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. The first four, Pearl, and normally we don't pay a ton of attention to these games, but the fact that North Carolina is facing San Diego State in the nightcap is very interesting because they are the most polarizing team in this tournament. Ironically, a blue blood, one we're used to going to Final Fours, let alone talking about first fours, but the fact of the matter is, many people believe they should not be in this tournament. And this story has been kept alive now by the West Virginia governor who is launching an investigation. He's asked his attorney general to launch an investigation into possible improprieties that may have occurred by getting North Carolina into the tournament. Like, we've reached, we're DEFCON 1 in terms of...
Finally a politician does something worthwhile here.
This is what I want our tax dollars.
It's about time.
The great people of West Virginia.
It's a lot better than anything else they're doing. Trust me on that one.
I'm surprised there's anyone left in the government to even launch these kinds of investigations. But anyway, I just think this is... That's very personal to this show. But I think that, okay, so let's hear from the West Virginia governor. Normally we don't give politicians this kind of airtime, Pearl. Like, we don't care about them. You know, they say a lot of things. They don't do a lot. As far as we're concerned in the sandbox of our life, they don't really mean a lot to us. But let's listen to the West Virginia governor because he's big mad that West Virginia got snubbed and North Carolina will be playing tonight.
West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels.
Yeah.
At the highest levels?
I mean, okay.
He had me in the first part, but I still like this guy, but go ahead.
Yeah, so he's got a little bit of a, his name's Patrick Morrissey. Let me identify him. And he has some background and some history, if you will, with the NCAA. He actually, as Attorney General of West Virginia, successfully sued the NCAA with regards to transfer rules. So he thinks there may be some personal retribution that's being taken out on the good Mountaineers of West Virginia because he had taken out and you know had the audacity to sue the NCAA. So he's alleging all types of things. Besides the details of this, which are more funny to us than anything, even though we do feel bad for West Virginia, maybe it's time to get rid of committees in sports, period, full stop. And I'm not just talking about the selection committee that decides the men's and women's NCAA tournament. I'm talking about college football also. Because let's not forget, we're only a few months removed from that being a controversy. Computers are much better now than they were in the BCS era. They are. They're taking over, like, our society and life in general. And at some point, we're all going to be answering to our computer overlords, but they're just more sophisticated. So I would say, why don't we just get rid of committees altogether? It's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be bias, whether it's athletic directors, former players, coaches, pundits. You're always going to have some biases. So why not just leave this thing to artificial intelligence and computers? It feels like the fairest way.
Who sets the agenda for the computers? How, I mean, somebody, humans at some point have to decide what our priority is here. They can't just say, computers, give me a final four. So that, you already had me nervous on that fact. For example, North Carolina is higher in a lot of these metrics. Something feels off to me the fact that North Carolina could be 1-12 in the quad one competition and then be 20 spots higher in KenPom makes me think that KenPom is missing something.
Sure.
So it's hard to get the perfect rating.
Okay. So I would say this is, you have to decide what numbers are going to matter. Right now, that's a bit of a moving target because they cycle through different people on these committees every couple of years. So some may think the quad ones are important. We were listening to quad twos yesterday. We didn't, quad twos never even came up ever. Now quad twos are important because North Carolina was 8-0 in quad twos.
By the way, quad one never came up until this week either. No one I ever met has uttered the word quad one, but go ahead.
Okay, fair. But the other, that's like you're just best friends with John Rothstein or something. But here's the thing. I think that you can tell the computer what numbers should matter. The computer can also, you can put in like an eye test for a computer. I know that sounds weird, but you can put in, what have you done in your last 10 to 15 games? What kind of injuries do you have? What's your strength of schedule? You can put in all the factors that a committee would weigh, and let's see what the computer comes up with as opposed to Bubba Cunningham, et cetera. Again, it's not the BCS era. That's going to feel like caveman times as far as computers are concerned to what we have now. Get rid of selection committees, get rid of them in basketball, get rid of them in football. We don't need them anymore. They've outlived their usefulness.
Let me ask you another question. Forget college basketball for a second. What about the, and I understand, I think for computers, college football, the uneven scheduling makes it way trickier than you might think. Even for a computer rating, I think you're going to have some weird results.
See, I think the computers can solve for that. I think computers are doing way more intricate stuff than that. And basically, what are you doing? You're using strength of schedule. You're using strength of whatever. I don't know. I guess I'd say I trust that the computers would be able to solve for X in that way, right? Like they'd be able to factor that in, put it all together, and pump out something that's going to be a lot more fair. Like let's say, for example, in this particular bracket of 68. Mm-hmm. If this had just been all based on computers, then there may not be a controversy around North Carolina. Like, are we keeping alive the controversies because we want something to talk about? Because you got the West Virginia governor launch an investigation into corruption in the NCAA. I don't think that's the headline that the NCAA wanted out of this.
I think if computers had chosen this field and North Carolina was over West Virginia, there would be an outcry to get rid of the computer system. I disagree. I think it'd be chaos. And I think you'd have some really weird teams get in there that people would be like, what the heck is going on? I just think that, because I don't think that the system is advanced enough to really account for all this. I think you're right, North Carolina would be in. I think everyone would be furious. And I think computers would be, it'd be like that time when the Rams beat the Saints in the NFC title game and they decided to go to replay review on pass interference the following year. And they realized this doesn't work at all. I don't think it would last. I think people would be so mad. And listen, let's face it, nobody really likes artificial intelligence and computers taking over. So that would be an enemy.
Well, nobody likes the committee.
Yeah.
Because everyone's alleging all this bias. Even I said it. It looked weird that Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director for North Carolina, happened to be the chair of the selection committee. And even if he has to leave the room, it doesn't mean that the relationships don't exist. And somehow his team is the one that got it.
So what if I can give you a half step? What if you get rid of the AD system and you bring in people who are not rooting for one team or the other because of professional reasons?
See, I think that you're still going to get people who don't believe it. You know, if you put Grant Hill on this selection committee, I think people will say, well, he's going to favor Duke. And I think if you put Gary Parrish on this committee, they say, well, he'll favor Memphis because he went there. Like, even from the players, and I know that's a little bit of a deep cut there with Gary, but like from the players to the media members, I think that everyone would allege bias, right? Like if EJ's on the committee and he's a big Gonzaga fan and you're on the committee and you're a big North Carolina fan, people are going to call that out because you have a public record of saying I'm a fan of this team.
All right. I can't poke a hole except saying it will not work, and I don't think it's going to happen. And also, too, why are you taking our controversy away, Maggie? What are you doing here?
See, I want the
controversy sells.
I know, but I'm kind of sick of these controversies, to be honest. And maybe it's because I've been doing this now for a little bit, and I feel like it's the same thing. You know, like the details may change, and sometimes it's Florida State getting hosed, and sometimes it's West Virginia getting hosed, and it's a little bit different each time. But I'm kind of sick of these types of controversies because ultimately, what have we made sports into? We've made sports into a championship or bust type of like mentality. It's no longer about the journey anymore, guys. It's not about the season. It's not about the ups and downs. It's the did you win a title or didn't you?
Of course.
Right. So, but it kind of didn't used to be that way, especially in college football, because you would have bowl games and it would actually be an honor to win a bowl game even if you weren't technically playing for the championship. Now, if you're not playing for the championship, no one even plays in the freaking bowl game and everything's different. It's just did you win the championship or not? And I think because of that, it's even more imperative that we get it absolutely right. And so I think the computers are the only way to do that.
But let me ask you, let's be honest. Yeah. Does the North Carolina-West Virginia thing have anything to do with who's going to win the championship?
Well, I mean, let's see if North Carolina goes on a run. But
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Of course it doesn't. But I guess you could argue the computer would have a better view of the number one seed. I just think you're putting way too much faith in AI and the computers to do this the right way right now. Forget college basketball. That'd be easy because you have such a big field.
Sure.
College football, oh my God, who knows what they would spit out. And it'd be bizarro.
Okay, but you were big mad, and everyone was when Florida State got screwed.
Let me tell you, are you going to go to a normal conference? Are you going to rip apart the Big Ten and the ACC and the Big 12 and have everybody play each other? Like NFL, are you going to have a 60-team super conference where it's a parity of competition?
Well, maybe, but in the meantime, we don't have that right now.
Yeah, so, and that's why you have such weird results in college football. I'm telling you, this would not work.
So you mean to tell me that you don't think a computer, guys, in this day and age, and I'm not trying to take jobs away from people. Don't worry, these ADs are going to be just fine. This is not taking away someone, you know, trucking job or grocery store or something like that. The ADs make plenty of money. You're telling me, though, that you don't think a computer could understand with a couple data points that, hey, Indiana played a different schedule this year than Georgia. You know, like I think they can. I think the computer can do that.
I think we all know it would be insane what they came up with. You know it'd be
weird.
What
do you think's going to be this big out of left field that a computer, and I'm positing today, and my theory is let's just get rid of selection committees once and for all.
Yeah.
Basketball, football, the whole deal.
All right. I see hockey does that. They have a full computer system for their field.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but I don't know. Are we talking about the hockey? I think the NCAA is not dumb. Are we talking about the NCAA hockey tournament field about how BC was left out this year?
Listen, haven't heard a peep of a controversy from them, so something tells me it's working.
Yeah, I mean, I like what you're saying in theory. I do think algorithms are generally smarter than people, but I just think in reality, I'm telling you right now, I would love to see. We could pull up. There are a lot of indexes, computer indexes for college football. We could pull up what would have happened last year. And I'm very curious what the final playoff would have been.
Well, you know, the playoff may have been similar. We really had trouble with the seeding this year for college football. But anyway, what do you think? I'm going to announce something right now because I want to hear from you. Got a slightly different twist this morning, though. Perloff, we have a new phone number.
New phone, who dis?
For the whole network, 888-710-4ISN. We're all getting used to this together. 888-710-4476. So if you have our number saved in your phone and you like to call us up, just going to need a quick edit. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. And what we should pin this to the top of our Twitter account and X account so people can find it. What do you think, committee or computers? We don't need this type of controversy. EJ, I think you're with me. I don't hear you.
Yeah, we...
And apparently the phone's not only down, the microphones are down. We're off to a swimming start.
Oh, my...
There you go.
There we go. Sorry. No, I'm against you, Maggie. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You know, I feel like this is creating more problems than we have, right? Like, the idea that we're not going to have people upset that a computer picks one team over the other, I don't see how that's possible. Like, that's definitely going to be the thing. And then my other concern with this as well is, at the end of the day, maybe with the college football playoff is different, but with the NCAA tournament, I kind of agree with Jay Billis. We are talking about the 32nd team or 31st at-large team. We're not talking about, you know, Auburn not getting in. We're not talking about Duke not getting in. We're talking about teams that very likely will be out of the first round or second round. Like, I don't, like, yes, you want, everyone thinks they quote unquote have a chance, but I'm sorry. I can't only cry but so much for a team like West Virginia or North Carolina in this situation.
So, first of all, I think that you wouldn't have as much controversy because everyone would know the criteria. Here are the numbers that we're putting into the system as opposed to now, which is whatever Bubba Cunningham and the other people want to put together.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure we would all thoroughly understand those numbers. Yeah. Right? But we don't
the
know the numbers.
And the net and yeah, the Ken okay. Palm. At least you would know what it is. And then the second part is I don't think it's just for like who's the last team in or the last four in and the last four out, which is fun. You didn't like that your Gonzaga Bulldogs are what, eight seed. You thought that was low. Michigan being a five seed seems a little bit low. Like they didn't even take into account that Michigan beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game.
True.
There are seeding issues that I think would also get resolved with a computer.
By the way, college football, if I'm looking at ESPN's FPI, Alabama was at number four last year, so we could have snuck them in to the there. That would have been good for business. And Ole Miss was number five. So I do think it'd have very interesting results. Yeah, I mean, I am down. Next time, we can't. It's a little too late for this one. But for college football playoff, we should create a super program to figure out our own playoff system.
Yeah, Manny, get on that.
Yeah.
888-710-Cap actually, Cap could do it. Cap could launch something into outer space, probably with a lot more, like positivity than whatever the billionaires are doing.
I'm sure I've given him assignments that I've wanted to shoot us into outer space. That's for sure.
Cap's logo is right now just on fire for our Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket, which we will reveal the Gotham City region results in just a little bit. We got a brand new region to debut today. Again, we're doing our side bracket looking for the greatest movie sequel of all time. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. That's our brand new number, guys.
New phone, who dis?
Kind of feels like a fresh start. It's spring. We get a new number. Feels kind of nice, right? A little change around here.
I'm trying to figure out what athletes we can put for this number, but it's going to be tough. There's a lot of eights. There's a lot of fours. It's going to be, I don't think we can do it for this one.
Yogi Berra, Bill Dickey. Oh, Yankee-centric again. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, they got those low numbers. The Yankees are brilliant.
Yeah, you're welcome, America.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We'll be repeating it throughout the morning. Our brand new phone number around here. We're getting upgraded in our phone system, so that should make everyone's life a little bit easier once we all get the new number memorized. Okay, selection committee or computers, what do you want to see for basketball and college football moving forward? It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Let's go.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Big debate on the show today. Should they get rid of the selection committee in college basketball and college football and every other college sport? That is what Maggie is advocating. She makes a very strong case. Go with the algorithm. I am not ready to go there yet. I think the computers will screw it up even worse. But that's just
impossible.
My opinion. Oh, my God.
Human error is just undefeated.
Yeah, agreed. But wait till you see, I don't know, Colorado State in the 12-team playoff, and then we're going to be like, what the heck? Computers are not there yet. ADs are not there yet either. They need to fix up this committee, mix it up a little bit. I actually saw that it's mostly all ADs on this committee. What do ADs know about college basketball? You mentioned Grant Hill in the last segment. Get him in the room. I mean, I understand he has a Duke bias, but at least the guy knows basketball.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like everyone's going to be accused of having a bias. I'll give you that. The ADs, like, they're just being given a bunch of information and then using their biases and mixing that all up in a stew and spitting out these teams.
Well, aren't they administrators? Are some of them, are they all former college athletes or anything?
I don't know, but a lot of them are ADs. Yeah. And so I know for the college football committee, there are some former coaches who are on that committee too. But again, it's about the look. Like Bubba Cunningham, I keep messing up this guy's name. Bubba Cunningham is the AD at North Carolina. And he, like, it's a bad look that he's the chairman of the selection committee and North Carolina got in a controversial way. If you use computers, it completely takes away just the whiff of bias, which would exist with former players, former coaches, people in the media. You know, nobody believes anything anymore. We all think there's a raised eyebrow and there's something behind this. Like, literally, the West Virginia governor is asking the attorney general to launch an investigation because he thinks this is some kind of blowback because he once sued the NCAA as attorney general before he became governor. We don't believe anything anymore. So the computers, I think, is the only way to make the appearance of fairness.
I was wondering, are most of these ADs former athletes? That's what it was. Did Bubba Cunningham play the sport? I know Ward Manuel obviously played football. You can tell because he takes up the entire screen. But that are ADs more businessmen? They're
administrators. I don't know if they ever played sports.
So a lot of them are former athletes. Like, some of them are famous. But yeah, I just think it's a crazy. You do have a point about the wrong people are selecting this tournament. But then again, EJ had a great point last segment too. This North Carolina West Virginia thing probably will not go a long way in determining the champion. Most likely. It's a long shot, you know, that an 11 seed is going to change all this. So I think it's kind of fun to argue about committees personally. Controversy obviously is a huge selling point for any sport. I mean, NFL thrives on it. Everyone has a million controversies about the NFL and ratings keep going up. But that's besides the point. That is not really what you're arguing about. You know that the committee is not going anywhere and the computer would screw it up. And by the way, we did an AI generated bracket.
Yeah.
And I have major, major problems with it. Major problems with the artificial intelligence.
Well, we did an AI generated bracket for our movie sequels bracket.
Yes.
Stakes slightly lower, but I would say that we were the ones who actually came up with the movies.
Right.
We just use AI for the seeding.
Except that there was argument about the criteria of the what we put in the AI, and that's why your stupid movie, Ghostbusters 2, is advancing.
Yes.
Because it went up against a totally weak, overrated Bubba Cunningham generated movie.
Listen, it's not my fault that Rotten Tomatoes gave Jurassic Park 2 this really high rating.
It gave it a 48, and it was even lower than Ghostbusters 2. How did it get a 2 seed?
Well, but you're only worried, you're only mad at this one seeding. The rest of the Rotten Tomatoes ones you were fine with.
No, I went back. The computer has many mistakes, and that's what's going to happen. And you think it's weird for our movie sequel bracket. The actual college basketball, what the computer spit out, would be nuts. And that's why North Carolina is in the tournament. Because for some reason, their KenPom is way higher than West Virginia. And it doesn't make any sense.
The KenPom. The movie sequel bracket. You're actually breaking news to me. I did not check the results.
Oh,
did Ghostbusters 2 actually upset Jurassic Park 2?
It was leading last night. I'm sorry. I have not updated early this morning. It was definitely leading at some point last night. 52-40. Oh,
fake news. We're going to reveal the results at 7.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not an update. I mean, listen, this thing
is
fluid.
Right now, it is a
this
razor sharp
vote. You can go to our X feed and vote on this, too. Moving, you know, what's the deadline, EJ? Do you know when this poll ends?
Technically, the polls close at 8. Most of the results are usually done by around 7. That's when we announce them. But for the for this matchup we're talking about, Ghostbusters 2 versus Lost World, it is a dead heat. This might have to go straight up to 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think this is about seeding or anything like that. I think you guys just underrate Ghostbusters 2. It's a fantastic plot. If you've never seen it, it's an evil painting, Vigo, from medieval times, who comes alive because of some, you know, the evil slime and tries to turn New Yorkers against each other. And who are you going to call? Ghostbuster. So I would just say go back and give it a second chance. It's a great movie. I'll stand by that. Bogus is laughing. It's a good film.
I just,
it's got all the four Ghostbusters. Everyone came back.
I know. I just wish somebody loved me the way you love sequels.
Comedy sequels,
yeah.
It is the strangest blind spot in a normally rational person.
Yeah.
I'm rational.
Well, there's a couple things. The fact that you don't like flan or ice cream, that's the one. The two things about you and your love of comedy sequels are the only two things that are way out of the mainstream.
Oh, I've got a couple other things on the list.
Oh, well, her big feet?
Well, I can't help my feet.
No. Yeah, that was God
given. It's not a choice.
Yeah. No, when she comes in and talks about listening to preseason NFL games not in New York on the radio Like on a Thursday night, that scares me a little bit too.
Well, they're not on TV, and I'm trying to get some intel on teams I don't get a chance to see.
We just had a big discussion about a very similar topic last night. But please, there must be a lot of weird things about you. If you think Ghostbusters 2 is a masterpiece, then there's got to be some other blind spots. We just haven't seen them yet.
Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Sigourney Weaver. I forgot the name of the guy who plays Winston. Rick Moranis, it's a great cast. Haterade is what you guys are drinking.
Talking about, and also there was some bias. There was some Bubba Cunningham style bias yesterday. You did, we were doing the brackets, you're like, yeah, I didn't really care for this Jurassic Park 2. You said that on the air.
I did.
Therefore, nobody did because it's terrible. I don't know what happened to that, but how is that a 2 seed? What? I don't understand the search a cat put in there. That's the tip of the iceberg. This is a sequel bracket. Can you imagine how they would screw up college basketball and college football? It's too important to leave to the computer.
Yeah, imagine like Ohio State basketball gets like a 3 seed. And we're like, this shouldn't be in the tournament.
It's already screwed up, guys. I hate to tell you. Okay, new number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
New phone.
I mean,
yes.
At the end of the day, Auburn's a 1 seed and Duke's a 1 seed.
Yeah, they got
right. We're going to forget all of this by Friday. And by the way, you're speaking all the 13s and the 12s. You're going hog wild on the lower seeds.
I'll tell you what, Hubert Davis, if they lose this game, though, it's going to validate what all the critics are saying. They've got tons of pressure on them tonight in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, I know, which makes you think that they will really ball out, but they can't beat a quad one team.
They're 4.5-point favorite in this game. It's like nothing.
I kind of liked what Chris Walker told us yesterday on the show, which is that like even if they go on a run, like this was a bad season because it's North Carolina. Like if it takes you this long to figure it out with the talent that they have, like unless you win a championship, like there is no good job, good effort for going on.
I disagree actually with Coach Walker when he said that. I think if they go from the first four to the Sweet 16, that's a kick save and a beauty on what was a bad season, which will now be remembered as a Sweet 16 appearance.
NCAA tournament is so random. You don't know how the other team, the seeding, place you're playing. It could be altitude. It could be weird times. The tournament is madness. That's why we call it that. I think to validate what has been a rough season for Carolina because they win 3 or 4 games in this, I kind of agree with them. Like Carolina was supposed to be a national championship contender.
If they get to the Sweet 16, I think you would say, well, they got hot at the right time or whatever.
I mean, first of all, I have a lot of faith in Armando Bacot to come up big tonight. Is he still there?
He's working on Wall Street now.
He was on Hubert Davis's team
last year, I think.
No, I mean when Hubert Davis was at North Carolina playing.
Son Hansbro.
Vince Carter too. Because of the COVID year, you're going to get a lot of old dudes.
Davis is playing in this. He's still on the team.
Who's that?
RJ Davis, who's been their point guard for 5 years.
Stepanak legend.
Yes.
Yeah, he was Boogie Flam before Boogie Flam was Boogie Flam.
That's right.
That makes sense to about three
Boogie
people.
Flam, by the way, make them return.
Get that drop because that made no sense. Out of context, it makes sense there. 3 months from more.
Hey, Manny got it. It was for direct hit for Manny. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I love when we do a radio show for one person.
by the way, we played New York, and we could do it later, but we didn't even explain why.
Oh, I'm assuming it's leading Bogus's update. Again, selection committee versus computers. Guys, I don't think the committees have usefulness anymore. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I assume you're leading your update with what happened at Madison Square Garden last night.
It's all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Ladies, my Mercedes.
Yes, our friends to my left watching their Knicks last night hosting the Heat. A game that did not start well for the Knicks, down 12-0, but in the third quarter, they begin to come back into this game, and then they get help from the fans. Tracy Morgan, a well-known Knicks fan, sits 2 or 3 seats down from the Pearl seats when he goes. Tracy got sick. He threw up at his feet, courtside, right next to the TV table, delaying the game for, 10 minutes?
10-15,
Out of the break, the puke break, the Knicks went on a 24-6 run.
Yes.
They won the entire third quarter, 41-15. They win the game over the Heat, 116-95.
I don't have what LL got.
I think we need, you know how they say that like Eskimos have like 100 words for snow? I think we need another word for this type of vomiting. And by the way, we hope that Tracy Morgan's okay. He got taken out in a wheelchair and maybe had a bloody nose. I don't know if this was food poisoning or what it was, but clearly he was super sick. But this type of vomiting, when it's this like volume, I think we need another word for it.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Well, what's the term in competitive eating when you puke afterwards, like reversal of fortune or
being
something like
a
that?
Loser, I guess.
No, they have a name for it. So then you lose. Like if you win and then throw up within like a few minutes, you don't win, and they have a name for it.
Not Badlands. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You got to keep it down. I thought for a minute.
Yeah, and if you don't, then you're out. And they have a name for it. And I feel like that's like what the Heat needed to hear last night, because it was okay. It was starting to slip. And then this happened and they had nothing.
So I was actually very impressed that this didn't launch and trigger some kind of Stand By Me situation. If you guys remember that famous movie where one great monkey movie. See monkey do, right? Like if you watch somebody puke, don't you gag a little bit?
Yeah.
Nobody
see,
else puked.
So many kids.
I'm surprised, because this was gross. I mean, Tracy really unloaded here. The whole stomach came up. Everything that was in there came out on the floor of the garden.
I like how I was watching the ESPN broadcast. I really like how Ryan Rucco described it as a fan losing the contents of his stomach.
What a wordsmith.
Well, it was crazy. Kenny Albert on MSG was like, there's a medical episode. So I'm thinking the worst. Now, obviously, you know, Tracy could be in some bad shape, but I was thinking, oh my God, is it a heart attack or something? But no one on the court seemed to be super panicked.
Right.
So I was like, for this to be a medical episode, no one's scared or looking concerned. They're all just kind of looking befuddled, which now makes sense given what happened.
This and is grossed
my,
out.
My worst nightmare, because EJ and I once sat at a Knicks game right next to Dolan, the owner, and the last thing you want to do is make a disruption or interfere with the game in any way, right? I mean, we were on pins and needles. What if, for you know that thing, that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David trips Shaq and Shaq gets injured? That's a real concern. Like, I was worried I was going to take out Jalen Brunson. To actually disrupt the game would be, he's lucky he's famous. If he was some normal schlub like me or EJ, it would have been the worst nightmare of all time.
So yeah. I was thinking, is this the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you at a game? Now, we're hoping Tracy's okay.
Yeah. That's literally what my mom said. Why is the game delayed? Somebody threw up. Oh, how embarrassing.
Yeah, and also as an adult, don't you really want to be cleaning up your own puke, right? Like leaving that to another adult to clean up is also feels like a little bit of an indignity. They had to get him off the court. The only thing I could come up with that could be more embarrassing than puking on the court during a game and having to get wheelchaired off as a fan would be if you ask someone to marry you and they legitimately say no. Like, it's not a staged thing. Getting denied in a proposal.
I take that.
Over the puking?
I take that over the puking, yeah.
Puking courtside at Madison Square Garden?
Courtside is hard.
Because at least the proposal, you did learn something. You did learn, okay, this person is not for me. So as painful and embarrassing as this is, I'm going to be better off for it in the end.
Sure.
There's nothing being better off from puking on national television and everyone seeing it.
But there is sympathy for Tracy, because the assumption is like something happened to him. He wasn't 16 Guinnesses in the bag on St. Patrick's Day and got drunk and threw up. Like,
hope not.
So you're like hoping he's okay, which I think maybe helps on the embarrassment front. That's like not his fault. Like if you were like dead drunk making a mess courtside, then there's no sympathy. You suck.
Also,
never come back.
There's no sympathy for the person who asks a woman to marry him.
They deserve that too. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, does anybody in America think that's a classy move?
Well, no, but I don't know. You're right about that. The sympathy vote, and especially Tracy Morgan, who's kind of like beloved.
Right. And has had health issues.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
You know, Manny and I were, I keep on name dropping. I love bragging about how we get this access to Madison Square Garden and Maggie's not even allowed to step foot in it. That's a side topic.
He didn't be in the 400 level.
Remember that sushi we were downing the other day? What if that went wrong?
That's what I was thinking too. Did he have some bad fish? I doubt it, because Madison Square Garden, they know what they're doing, but that crossed my mind too.
Well, think about it though. I thought that too. I'm like, this is the perfect timing for food poisoning also. Like, food poisoning's kind of like 45 minutes to an hour and a half, I think, after you eat.
Go ahead, doctor.
But wouldn't the whole front row be puking if it was food poisoning? They would have all eaten the fish.
Well, you could have got a bad piece. Like, you could have gotten the bad fish, right?
A lot of options, too. You could have gone to the prime rib station, too.
Oh, yeah.
The sushi, the lobster is fun.
Oh, it you know what my favorite part was? The bar.
Yeah. No, actually,
also led to the puke.
Yeah. They had all these jars of free Halloween candy, like the mini size Reese's and
Kit Kats and Twix.
That was fun, too.
Every chocolate you could imagine, baby girl.
I actually, when you got your Mikal Bridges signed basketball, I think I saw the closets where they keep that stuff, because last week in the Big East tournament, the media section is in a makeshift area, arena level, and there were cage closets full of jerseys, T-shirts, other Knick stuff, and it said, what's the name of the, it said something like, you know, Diamond Club giveaway or something like that. So that must be where they go if they need stuff.
Yeah, do all teams get all their play in every sport to sign a bunch of stuff before? But
well, yeah, there are some videos where you just see some, they try to sneak in, a rival college jersey and, players are just signing away. So, yeah, I think players are just signing away, and just.
I hope they gave Tracy something after that harrowing experience.
I think Tracy might be
some ginger ale and a couple crackers.
That was tough. Here is a precious chew-assigned shoe.
To puke in. It's big enough.
It's probably size 16. That'll work.
No, that's a good question, though, EG. What could you give Tracy? I'm pretty sure he's been, a guest on Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart's podcast. What could they possibly give this guy?
A return appearance.
That's it?
He sits courtside.
Bring him back on the podcast.
Tickets.
He's Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, I think he's good. Meanwhile, he puked his brains out last night at the Garden.
Not Walmart's money is giving him someone.
Yeah, that was scary. But we're hoping that he's okay. But man, that was a lot of puke. Yep.
Actually, you watched the video.
There's actually not much video, right, guys?
There's a photo.
It
looks like Niagara Falls. It's rough.
The photo is projectile. It is tough.
I'm not watching.
And Twitter
then.
You know what what made me feel like this was the worst thing that happened to you? Because, he's puking and got the guy next to him that stands up obviously to avoid it. But the two young ladies that are sitting there next to him and the gross look they have on their faces. I don't know, for any man, when you scare off the ladies like that with something stupid and they look like that. That is to me you just want to die. Yeah. You're just oh my God, women saw me do this. I'm done. It's over.
My favorite part was Steve Sharippa's face after seeing all that happen.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Sharippa was looking really, really grossed out for the guy who was on The Sopranos. Okay, well, I think we've properly broken down this from every single angle. Tracy Morgan puked at the Garden last night.
I'm handsome.
Yikes.
What it was, whenever Manny texts the group about the Knicks, I go on complete ignore mode. Mm-hmm. Except for yesterday, things got a little emotional. Yeah, we'll get into it later, Bogus. I know we keep on ruining your update here, but I would say, a tear-filled afternoon.
If that didn't tug at your heartstrings a little bit, you are cold-blooded, heartless. An animal
or an adult.
Or Maggie Gray. It was all of those things.
I took my big feet and went right on with my day.
Yeah, we heard you.
That shaking you felt underneath you, I went for a jog yesterday. Sorry, America.
Thought it was another earthquake in the area.
it was Jurassic Park 2 T-Rex style, me out of the pavement. 888-710-4ISN.
Gray released.
888-710-4476. It's our brand new phone number.
Who dis?
Spring cleaning around here. We get a brand new number. All right, Bugs. Well, that was that. We got a lot more to do, including more on tonight's first four games. NCAA tournament is here, and we've got some NFL news for you that we must get to. We're going to do that next. It's M&P.
You hear that? Look at that. That's a mating.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Call.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. New number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If you want to get in touch with the show, we're asking you today, should we be done with selection committees? And this is not just basketball. Let's not forget football. Just a few months ago, nobody's happy with the athletic directors or coaches or whoever is deciding who gets into these postseason tournaments, Pearl. Let's just leave it up to the computers. The computers are so much better now than they were during the BCS era. I think that we should just give it a shot with an algorithm as opposed to the Bubba Cunninghams of the world or whoever getting to decide who's in and who's out.
You know, it does bring up an interesting question. How do you deal with Cooper Flagg's injury, for example? What do you put into the computer for that? And also, should committees think about injured players? I think the consensus is they do.
I think it's another data point, and it'd be the same for Alabama and the same for with whatever you know in terms of injuries. Yes.
What's the data point? What do you mean? Like, how do you put it in the computer? Cooper Flagg may or may not be 100%.
Listen,
because how do you know?
It's not you and I who's making up these algorithms, right? Like these, it's people who can generally make these kind of models, and I do think that you could have, as one data point, just not full strength.
Right, but how do we know that? How do we know Cooper Flagg's not full strength? That's the other thing. Well, actually, I guess the committee doesn't know either. So
they
that's
don't
not
know
an
either.
Advantage.
And it's like whatever a medical report would be, right? Day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, we're waiting on Cooper Flagg. Meanwhile, let's head to the phone. Sean in Oregon is up first with our brand new number, 888-710-4ISN. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, you guys. I got you in the redial now.
Perfect. Way
yeah.
to go.
Now, I'm up here early. We're watching Dodgers game this morning. It's in third inning already.
How about that? Top of the third. Cubs are up 1-0 over the Dodgers. Swanson scored after a Maya double off of Yamamoto in the second inning. And we got Shohei up to bat.
And I got a movie sequel for you. I got a way different taste in movies. And I'm going to put up Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Mel Gibson, one of my favorites.
Here's the issue, Sean, and of course Beyond Thunderdome is amazing. That's the third Mad Max movie, and we're doing seconds.
Oh, what's the third one?
I believe so. Road Warriors 2.
No, it's not. No.
It goes Mad Max, then Road Warrior, I believe, and then Beyond Thunderdome.
Wow, how does Perloff, encyclopedic knowledge of Mad Max, Shohei Ohtani just lined up?
I've seen the Mad Max movies 1,000 times. I actually this is all I've been talking about outside of this building is the sequel bracket. The Mad Max 1, interesting fact, happened before the apocalypse. It was just about biker gangs in Western Australia or wherever this happens. And it's a creepy movie. It's terrible. It's terrifying. And then Road Warrior was 2, which was awesome. Have you ever seen that one, Sean?
I've seen them all. I don't remember.
Mad Max 1 didn't get wide release.
So here's the crazy thing. This was a lot of debate because, you know, EJ and Perloff, I think you guys were both pretty aligned on this. And Sean, thanks so much for the call, dude, and good luck to your Dodgers. We only did the seconds as movie sequels because once you get into thirds, fourths, and fifths, and you got prequels, and you've got the Marvel Universe, and Rockies, and Creeds, and all this stuff, it got like too crazy.
Come on, man.
So we wanted to make it as, I don't know if we were trying to go for fair, simple, whatever our criteria was. Like, all right, let's just do whatever the second movie that was made, and that will be the sequel.
Right. So the definition of sequel in the dictionary is something that continues the story or develops a theme of an earlier one. So technically, the fourth or the fifth is a sequel, but it got way, you're right, it wouldn't have been possible. And when you think of sequels, you think of something too. Did they the first sequel is the most important thing. But you say, are they going to make a sequel to this? They're right. Talking about the second movie. Not to, you know, there were obviously five Harry Potter books. They knew there were going to be a bunch of Harry Potter movies.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? And so, and what would we have done with like Rockies, for example? Are you putting in three? Are you putting in four? How are you doing this? You know, we just thought, all right, you know, let's just put in two. And it just made it a lot easier and cleaner. I didn't know anything about Mad Max. You schooled me on that. We have not revealed the second region of the Maggie Perloff movie sequel bracket. We're going to do that later today. And we've got results for you from the first region, the Gotham City region, top of the hour.
We did, obviously, we had to deal with the Spider-Man reboots. You could have a sequel in a reboot.
Yes,
we did do the sequel and a reboot.
Yeah, so for those asking, I know someone called about Spider-Man 2. Of course, that would be eligible. But then also, Far From Home would also be eligible because that's a different Spider-Man franchise. It's a reboot of the Spider-Man. Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man 2 would also be eligible, though you'd be a dope put that on a top 64.
Oh, wow. We're unlocking nerd EJ here, which is a powerful
force. I don't know, Mr. Mad Max, they shot it in Australia. What did you just say? And then you just read the dictionary definition of sequel? I don't know if you can call anybody a nerd.
Mad Max, that stuff, that's amazing filmmaking. No, but, and I didn't even mean that as an insult, the nerd EJ. That is,
no, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I don't think either of us
Dorcas
thought
Malorcus.
That was a mean thing to say. Listen, when he dresses up for Comic-Con, I mean,
Dork.
EJ's a nerd.
I can't wait. Comic-Con coming up. And the one thing I will say is this was the way Perloff felt about the picks for last year's sitcom bracket when he just ran away from all of them and was very much like, I had nothing to do with this. And, you know, he was totally involved.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about not including Beyond Twos.
Why are you guys such nerds?
Because as a superhero fan, I think most people from today's era think of anything that's beyond the first one as a sequel.
I know. It just would have gotten way too complicated.
I get it.
So you can still go vote for the Gotham City region. Name Gotham City because the Dark Knight is the number one seed in this region. And we will reveal the second region today, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, which is off to a gangbusters start with a possible upset, Ghostbusters 2 over Jurassic Park 2.
Go vote for this Jurassic Park Ghostbusters matchup because this is getting ridiculously tight. I don't know if we'll be able to call that 7. We have to go all the way to 8.
Wow.
What happened in Jurassic Park 2? Is that the one where the dinosaurs came to life?
They ate people.
Ghostbusters
and then some
2.
People survived.
Yeah, in Ghostbusters 2, they fought ghosts.
Yeah, in an evil painting.
They did, yeah. Did they fight them? Some of the ghosts become their friends.
That's There's true. Also a river of slime running under New York City, and how could you tell? That's just a regular old Tuesday around here.
That's a day that ends in Y.
That's all of them.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Keep you updated on what's going on in Japan right now with the Cubs still leading the Dodgers. 1-0. We get back to a update on the most important person in the tournament from his mom.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.